Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey everybody, this is Matthew Soltysiak and you're listening to Not the Same Old Lions podcast. Using my sportscasting background, I speak with a variety of guests and interview key players to gain more insight on what makes this team go. As the Detroit Lions enter a new gritty era, we'll look beyond just the kneecaps when it comes to the analysis. Welcome to another episode. In this episode, we talk about what's being said at the NFL Combine. We look at a couple of players the Lions have re-signed. We discuss a free agent they've already signed. And we discuss a Detroit Lions 2023 mini-movie. Let's get to it, Lions fans.
This is Detroit Lions 2023 Fan of the Year, Robert Gonzalez. And you're listening to Not the Same Old Lions podcast.
I'm joined by Coach Jerry Angers, named Michigan High School Coach of the Year, as well as Coach of the Week by the Detroit Lions. He's also mentored numerous players to the college level and some all the way to the NFL. Great to have you here, Coach, as we are in off-season mode.
Yes, it is. It's hard to believe that we have a whole lot of days in front of us before we see our next football game.
That it is, and the weird weather we have here in Michigan is confusing everybody, but no confusion here. The NFL Combine is going on down in Indianapolis. We kind of previewed a little bit of that in our last episode. Now, most coaches and front office staff are there from all the NFL teams. There are some head coaches that have opted out, but I believe every team is still sending some representatives there. As far as the Detroit Lions go, we know general manager Brad Holmes is there. Head coach Dan Campbell is there. Both of them have spoken already. And this is a big time for a lot of clubs and for many reasons, right? I mean, obviously, Coach, they're looking at the players' workouts and they're meeting with players and they're also having conversations from different clubs. Now, that's how some of these deals get done. And I don't know that the Lions are looking to make any deals this year, but, you know, a lot of discussions are taking place. You were down there last year at the Combine. Kind of tell me, tell the listeners a little bit about what it's like and kind of what you observed and were able to interact with.
Well, it's one of those things where they know that there's football players there because they're invited to the NFL Combine. The basic that they're trying to do, especially the Lions, basically they're trying to do is to get inside these guys' heads and see how they think, see how they interact with people, see what their brand is, see if they're a team player or an individual, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you can learn a lot from talking to a guy face to face and asking him questions, you know, and then kind of, you know, I talked to a couple of scouts last year from the Lions and other places and texted them and asked them if they were going to be there. And the scouts even said, no, we're not. We don't come because our brass is up. You know, the guys that make the call on we've given them our recommendation. Now they're trying to basically put the cherry on top. And so it's pretty intense. Who is there? There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Guys talking about different people, different individuals. Hey, we might look to trade him. Hey, we're trying to get rid of him. Hey, we don't think he fits. And so it's kind of those firsthand bases where they can really get a good insight on what they're looking at and deciding if that's the person they want to draft.
Those things all make a lot of sense. And, you know, again, we talked about this is when deals get done, and nothing necessarily concerning the Detroit Lions directly, but very indirectly we are going to be facing the Chicago Bears twice this year, and we know the Chicago Bears have a big decision to make on their quarterback, Justin Fields, and the number one pick overall, what to do with both of those. So it'll be real interesting to see what comes of that. We should have a good information on that within the next 2 weeks, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. You know, I watched their GM this morning talk, and all the experts are saying he's gone. I mean, just some of the stuff that they say. One of the biggest things with them is they've said what the Fields thing is, can he win a Super Bowl? You know, and if there's a doubt in their mind, they're going to go get another quarterback that they think that can win a Super Bowl. So, but yeah, it's interesting on what's going on with the NFC North. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be a much improved NFC North next year. Well, you know, the combine's already underway. I mean, players haven't been doing their workouts. We haven't seen that stuff yet, but we have seen different front office people speaking. That includes Detroit's two biggest high-ranking guys. That is general manager Brad Holmes. He talked about losing some personnel, notably Lance Newmark to the Washington franchise. He was a senior director of player personnel. He now becomes an assistant general manager, so we're excited for him. But he'd been at Detroit for like 25 years. And then Holmes said, we're going to miss him quite a bit. But he said, don't worry, we've got a lot of guys in place that can move up. So that's obviously one move the Lions have lost from that area. But it was great hearing Brad Holmes talk and kind of talk a little bit about some of their strategies, which also included they want to pay in-house players because they know them well. They know what they're getting. There's no surprises behind the door. And he brought up, you know, free agents that you bring in. You can do a lot of research, but you don't quite know them as much.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we as fans want the splash player. Oh, go get this guy. Oh, go get that guy. But, you know, the in-house guys are the guys that have been through the grind. They know what they're getting. You know, they may give up a little bit in talent, but their work ethics and understanding what is needed of them to be successful pays dividends. And I just think, you know, you don't want to rock the ship. You don't want to cut a good guy. I mean, look at the Maven sign. You know, it's best special teams player, and everybody's like, oh my God, why did we spend so much on a special teams guy? Well, first of all, he's his best special teams guy. Second of all, he played 14 reps on defense per game at the end of the year. He had some fakes on punts and stuff like that. He's a Lions guy. He's a guy that's going to do everything that's needed, and he can fill in numerous positions. And again, I saw Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell both talk about depth, and, you know, he's a depth player. He's a guy that they trust. You know, we get one or two linebackers that go down, we know he can step in and get the job done. And so, I really love the, signing the in-house guys. You know, maybe fit a couple pieces in there if they're gonna fit into the locker room. But these guys are doing it the right way. Look where we're at after 3 years.
Oh, exactly. And Campbell talked about it as well, that they want to pay top dollar to their own guys, not just because they feel like they owe it to them, but because they know what they've got in them. And we saw that with Jalen Reeves-Maben right there, $7.5 million, 2-year contract. And yes, he is considered a very, very good special teams player. It's considered the highest special teams contract in the league. But as you alluded to, and as Coach Campbell talked about, he's more than just that. He's also a depth piece on the defense. And Campbell said all three phases of their team are important to them. And so it really goes beyond just those splash numbers right up front that people see. And they wonder why the contract was the way it was. I am beyond thrilled that they brought him back, and I'm glad it's a 2-year deal too. So that way, you know, you've got him for 2 years. You're not just going through this whole thing a year again from now.
For sure. For sure. And he has made some huge plays for us, whether it's a fake punt or a batted pass or a sack, you know, so it's good stuff. And I agree, you know, and like you did say that, you know, you said it also, there are three phases of the game, and Lions want to be the best at all three phases. And why not sign the best player in the league at one of the phases?
Well, that's exactly it. And let's go back to that thing you brought up about depth. Dan Campbell dropped a little nugget here, and it was interesting. I don't know how many people caught it. He goes, depth is important. And he said, maybe even more important than just the starter position. He said he and Brad value depth a lot because everybody gets hurt in the National Football League. You have to have depth. And so that talks about how much they want to have there. And, you know, I don't know if this is the right spot to bring it up, but I did a little reflecting on the season, and I've got to say, and I'll probably bring this up again later, I almost feel like the Emmanuel Mosley injury, that might have been the most critical injury to the Detroit Lions team this year. Because if you think how that defense might have been with him healthy, it could have looked very, very different.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. That's a great call. I mean, we had depth all along the offensive line. You know, we had, injuries along the offensive line and guys filled in. You know, we had two running backs down at one point, guys filled in. So I think you're right, especially because that's really the last line of defense other than the safety position. But we lost the safety also. So, you know, those are things that make a huge difference. You go into a season deciding what your game plan is going to be, and then you start losing people on the back end, and it becomes huge. And it showed a lot. Hopefully with those injuries, we developed more depth with the guys that stepped in so that we keep them around, and then maybe we add a player or two.
Well, and that's exactly it. Coach Campbell right now, they're there to look at players, to talk to players, to get to know them. You say, get inside their head, see what they think, see what they know, see how much they think that player can handle gets thrown at them. And Campbell talked about it. The most important thing for them is to draft well and then bring in some free agents to fill in some of those gaps. Now, it's kind of a interesting process where you've got the combine, then you've got free agency, then you've got the draft. And so they're doing this research on what's coming out, but they have to make the free agent decisions before the draft even gets here, you know, about 6 weeks before that. So I think those are going to be interesting things that, you know, the Lions will get a good idea of what they're looking for. But I also think, I don't know if it was Campbell or Holmes, and it's basically you draft the best players, and we'll get into the draft stuff further down, but you use free agency to plug the holes. And so I think we're going to see some really interesting things coming up with free agency, which we'll get to in our next episode. But the Lions at the combine here, they're going to be doing more and more research. They're going to take, like you said, they're going to take all that stuff from the scouts, and they're going to put it to play. They've got all the cliff notes. They've got all the notes on the players, and they're going to have those conversations, and they're going to see what matches.
For sure. You know, it's funny talking about that, too, as I was thinking about Campbell. How many times in his press conference yesterday did he say FBI, football intelligence? You know, how many times did he say that? I think he said it, too, for sure. And it's funny because, you know, that's what this is all about, this combine right now. And that's what these interviews, they get those 30 interviews. That's what, you know, for them, for instance, I'm bringing the two guys in from Canada. You know, just things like that. You know that, you know, they have tape on those guys. Everybody can play. They wouldn't be at this level if they couldn't play. But, you know, how do we get us over top? So it's interesting, and it's great to hear how those guys go about signing these players, whether it's a free agent or drafts.
Correct. And I agree with all those sentiments. A couple more interesting things that Campbell talked about, and part of it's because he got asked about it. The first one, which blows my mind, is, people are still asking Coach Campbell about his decisions and play calling. And he did say that, they said, do you have any regrets? And he said, you know, I feel really good about everything. He goes, the only thing maybe, he goes, would have been running the ball on third down on that last drive because they had to use a timeout. He you know, came out and said he thought it was going to get punched in. You didn't think you're going to get stopped. But he goes, playing the odds, I would have thrown it on third down and waited till fourth down to run it in. But that was it. I still think it's funny that people were even asking him about it. The other thing that was interesting is he was asked about Hendon Hooker. Now, he said Hendon has had some good practice time late in the season last year. That's why they made him active. I think that's going to be essential for helping his growth this year. Campbell said they have seen growth. It's encouraging, and that's all they can ask for. But he did say they don't know exactly what they have yet, but they've seen progress, and that's all they could ask for. And we know Hendon Hooker's going in as a number two quarterback this year. That's the plan. And, you know, he will get a lot of reps that way, and he will continue to learn. He learned from Teddy and from Jared last year. And so it's good that Hendon's healthy, and we're going in that direction.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's why we drafted him. He was injured. You know, we knew that he had some upside, but there's going to be a growth potential on that situation. Again, you know, I still see people out there tweeting, oh my God, I can't believe we need him to start, whatever. You know, it's good to have a guy that in the way. Look at Love. You know, Love sat for what, 3 years, I believe. You know, Hendon Hooker might be the same thing. You know, I see people saying, oh, we should trade him. We're going to get some trade, or he's a perfect trade bait and stuff like that. Let the guys do the cooking, you know, and go with that. But yeah, he's a phenomenal talent, and what a great guy for him to learn from is Jared Goff. So when Jared's career is over with, Hendon Hooker can step in and just carry on what they've developed over the 3 years, and that's us winning the North and playing in championship games and going towards the Super Bowl. And he's an integral piece because, again, depth.
Yeah, and you know, I know the salary cap went up quite a bit, but backup quarterbacks still cost money. Having a player on a rookie contract as your backup quarterback that has a lot of potential, as much potential as Hendon Hooker has, is a great spot to be in. You know, other than Teddy Bridgewater, Hendon Hooker is probably going to fall into the category of our best backup quarterback since Sean Hill. I keep going back to that guy because he was just solid. And Hendon Hooker is probably our backup with most potential. I don't even know how far back, Coach. I don't know if our memories go back that far. So this is a great spot to be in for the Lions with that quarterback position. As we get towards free agency, we inch towards it here. The Lions have brought back two of their own players. We already brought it up one, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, that two-year, $7.5 million deal. He can get up to $8 million. We talked about how great he is in all those different areas. I mean, and then that fake pass, or that fake punt pass. That was amazing. I mean, he is such an integral person on special teams. And again, he's part of the reason that linebacking corps was even that much better this year. Because you talked about that depth, that like when people got hurt, he was able to jump right in there. And, you know, Campbell called him. He goes, he's a ball guy. And that they called him a core player. So great to have Jalen Reeves-Maybin back. And then I think as we expected, a little bit different, but they re-signed Mike Badgley, the kicker, for a one-year deal. And Brad Holmes said, that doesn't mean there's not going to be competition. So those are the two guys they've brought back so far. Any thoughts on that? I know we talked about Germ quite a bit.
Well, I think it's great. And again, it's that depth piece. Everybody is pushing each other. Whether you're going to be the starter, you're going to be the backup, you're going to get 12 reps, you're going to get 3 reps. And I just think that that's what the Lions have developed. I mean, everybody fights. We talk about grind. We talk about we're built for this. You know, these guys are competing every day in camp. Nobody is etched in, well, other than probably Jared Goff and Hutch and our offensive line. But I mean, there's still guys that know that at any given, but you're one play away from being a starter. You know, if you're third on the depth, you're 2 plays away from being a starter. Rod Rego showed that when he stepped in last year, you know, at the end of the year. Again, you know, that's the thing is when we continue to look at this roster and go, I don't fear anybody on the field. That tells us how good we're going to be and tells us where we're at.
I agree with those things. And Mike Badgley, not a big deal, but it is a big deal because it gives you a baseline. It tells you, hey, we know we've got this guy. And if you go back to 2021, it's only 2 years ago. That was a pretty messy season for our kicking game. And so we've got him back. And again, we'll see what they bring in, whether it's a late round draft pick, an undrafted free agent, or another free agent signing as the free agency period opens up. So we'll see what happens with that. But the Lions have made one free agent signing. And I know free agency hasn't started yet, but that's because this player was not an NFL free agent. It was a CFL free agent. This happened recently as defensive lineman Matt Betts from the CFL. He was the CFL Defensive Player of the Year, playing for the BC Lions this past year. A lot of people excited about it. Now, he was an undrafted signee of the Chicago Bears back in 2019, but he did get cut coming out of training camp. That same year, the Edmonton team selected Matt Betts, number 3 overall in the CFL draft. The interesting thing here is also the Lions were not the only team that showed interest in Betts. There were multiple teams, and Betts chose Detroit. So, Coach, you've helped out. You've coached at different levels. You know, what do you make of this move, and what should proper expectations be?
Well, I think, you know, he has tasted the NFL, you know, through training camps and stuff like that. He went into the Canadian League and had a great year. I think that due diligence, how well that these guys evaluate players, and bringing somebody like him in, I think that he may be a diamond in the rough. And again, he may be a depth player. He may turn out to be an unbelievable player. And for him to identify and say, Detroit is the team that I want to come to, tells you exactly what he's walking into, and that we have a great coaching staff, a great facility, great management, and great players. And he wants to be part of that growth and wants to be part of, you know, what success that the Detroit Lions are going to have. So I think it's great to hear, especially when there's, you know, you always talk about you only need one team to like you. Well, when there's whatever, two, three, four that had talked to him and he chose us as the top team that he wanted to go to, that's a great sign.
Well, and that's also another fun part, right? I mean, people are choosing the Lions over other people. I mean, that started happening last year. It's happening again now. And that just, again, continues that the story of the franchise and how it's changed with the culture and the play and everything of the organization. Well, Coach, let's talk about the Detroit Lions 2023 mini movie, right? The Lions released a mini movie from the 2023 season. It's a fun ride. You can find it on the Lions YouTube channel. It's about 26 minutes long. You gave me a heads up on it. You caught it. You had so much fun. I think you went back and watched it a second time.
Oh, yeah, I did. Just seeing what they did, you know, taking back all those years of us wanting to be winners and wanting to experience playoff and wanted to experience home playoff games and wanted to experience an NFC championship, and just seeing you know, what they did and what this team is all about. And basically what I love the most about it is every time they would go to a play, they'd come back to somebody talking, whether it's Dan Campbell or one of the players, and how it just fit into everything of the things that they experienced throughout the year. It makes you, once you watch it, it makes you want to go back and watch every game from the whole season. But it did tie it into a nutshell, and it was just great. And I would, anybody in the listeners out there, I would go and watch it first or second, or maybe I might hit it for the third time today.
I can't disagree. I mean, it makes me want to go back and watch that Kansas City game all over from the beginning, because I mean, that was the first game of the season. That was back in September. And so I think we're probably almost closer to this September than we were to last September. And so I want to go back and watch that game, even though they spent a good amount of time on that game in the mini movie, but it was fun to go back and see a lot of those things. And it does make you want to go back and watch each of the games. And I've gone back. I recently rewatched all the playoff games. I kind of went backwards, actually. I started with San Fran, then Tampa, then the Rams. And it was a fun ride because, you know, everything was happening so fast with, you know, game after game after game, that it's like you were on to the next one, almost like the players. And you know, we were able to celebrate a little bit and then go to that next game. But you kind of forget all that energy and funness that happened with all that. So if you can go back and do that throughout the season, I mean, now's a really good time for it, because it is a little bit slower time as we're now hitting the combine and getting ready for free agency. But it's fun to go back and look at those things and the insights they give you. I mean, they give you, I look like video right from Hutch's phone talking to it himself. And so those inside peaks are always a fun thing for fans.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cause you don't see those, especially if you're in the stands or you're watching it on TV, you know, and you just don't catch those. And it's just so cool to see what they, you know, you kind of feel what they experienced in that time, even though you weren't on the field with them.
Yes. And like you said, if you're watching on TV or you're in the stands, you're not hearing Dan Miller call the game on the radio. And oh my gosh, hearing him and Lomas on the radio, that's such a nice treat as well. It adds a whole nother story, another flavor to the games.
And it ignites the juices a little bit and wants you to go back and wish football season was here already.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be an off season. It's like, that was the toughest Super Bowl, I think, for Lions fans to watch. And I don't know if this off season, I would say this is going to be the longest off season, but considering a year ago we ended in Green Bay with that win and we weren't in the playoffs, that offseason was longer because we had so much more time off. I mean, it kind of went quick from the end of the playoffs to the combine for us because we were in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, those extra 3 weeks, you know, it was huge. And those were three that we could live on. And now we're looking at what, it's been a month since their last game. Is that right? Something like that.
I heard that.
Yeah. And so now we're at the combine. So, and then we have Detroit for the draft, looking forward to that. So, So I think that'll get us into, then it becomes nice weather. And then we realize, oh my God, football's around the corner. So the timing's perfect, and it's definitely made the calendar a little bit shorter.
That it has. And folks, if you are cold and wintry the next couple of days before the thaw of the weekend, go check out that Detroit Lions mini movie. Coach, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, just looking forward to watching the all the testing this weekend and the guys that showed up and didn't and get ready for the draft.
All right, sounds great. And before the draft, we will have free agency. That's going to turn into a frenzy here shortly. James Cook and I will be getting that preview and going in our next episode, so be sure to look for that. Coach, great having you here as always.
Great talking Lions football as always, Matt.
Thank you as well. And thank you so much for tuning in, folks. You can find all the episodes at notthesameoldlions.com. If you're listening on YouTube, please hit that like button. While you're at it, tell your friends about the show, and please subscribe regardless of your listening platform. Until next time, stay gritty, my friends.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.